Exactly.
To God be the glory, great things He hath done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son, who yielded His life and atonement for sin. Open the life gate that we may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. So come the Father, the Son, and give Him the glory. Great things He hath done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer, the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believes that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. So come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory. Great things He hath done. Great things He hath taught us. Great things He hath done. And great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory. Great things He hath done.
We have a most wonderful God and Savior. We really do. I remember reading in Scripture about the time that Moses was talking to the Father, to God. And he said, "Let me see Your glory." Aren't you glad that there is a rock upon which we can stand? Jesus the Christ. That's what Paul told the Corinthians. And I'm so glad that He has put us in Jesus Christ. But there is coming the time when our bodies will be made fit for heaven. Either through the resurrection of the dead, or what I call the great change that shall come upon all of God's people that are alive. But the thing is, we are going to see Him not in some of His glory, but we're going to see Him in all of His glory. We're going to see Him as He really is. Imagine seeing God. We're going to see God real soon. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then I want to read the names on our prayer list. Let's pray. Oh, Father. Father, we're so thankful that this world is not our home. Thank You, Father, that we are but pilgrims and we're on our way home. We really are. Father, Oh Lord, there's coming the time, Father, when we shall see You. Oh, we're going to see You as You really are, in all of Your glory. Father, I am reminded in the book of Exodus, when You came down upon Sinai, and oh, how the entire mountain, as big as it is, how it shook and it quaked and it lightened. Oh, Father, because You were there. Father, we're going to see You in all of Your glory. What a day that's going to be. Oh, Father. And Father, You are so wonderful. And You are so great, greater than all of us might even imagine. Father, oh, how we turn our thoughts to those names, to those folk that are upon our prayer list. Father, they have a multitude of needs, financial and health primarily. Oh, Father, but You have no need. You really don't. Oh, Father, thank You for being so great. Thank You for being so wonderful. Thank You for having saved us to the uttermost. Father, oh, tonight, we hold the names of these folk before Your throne of grace. But, Father, not only these folk, but, Father, each other. Oh, how we need to hold each other up before the throne of grace. Father, You are so wonderful. And I realize I keep on saying it, but You keep on being wonderful. You really do. Father, thank You for being the unseen guest in this place tonight. Thank You for all that You've done. You've done so much. Father, we pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And I want not only that we pray for one another, but let's pray for those on our list. And permit me, if you will, to read the list. The Brenda Wallace's, well, her parents, and Brother Malo in the church. Our own Brother Blake and Brother Breland and Brother Burr. And that rascal is 95. And all he's ever known is sovereign grace. That's all that man has ever known. And I have a special love for older folk. I really do. But let's be in prayer for him. And for the Carters as well, and for our own Charlie Andrews and the ministry that the Lord has given him, for Brother Curtis Pugh and his health. And sometimes it's up, many times it's down. And so let's pray for him, and also Brother Dan and Sonny, Song Paul in Thailand. And Brother Curtis was in Romania until 2010. And he came back stateside because of his health. And anyway, let's pray for the Matters. Let's pray for the Newells, both Doug and Crystal, the son and his wife, and for Doug and Karen Newell, the parents. And let's pray for the Jameses, for Frank and Sid. They are missionaries in Australia. And for the Hobbs family, let's be mindful of them and the recent loss that they have experienced. And James Reynolds and the surgery. And the Herons, unspoken. And our own Newells, they're away at a Bible conference, I understand. But let's keep on praying for them. They are a young couple, and they've got young ones to raise. And it's a lot different now than what it was when I was raising my young ones. It's a whole lot different. Brother Larry Wilson over in Oakdale had a heart attack. Brother Leon King in Alaska, Randy Johnson's wife, her name is Donna. And Donna has kidney problems, and she is awaiting kidney transplant. That's the issue, okay? And then our own Brother Ray, Brother Troy Shepherd and his family, and he has had cancer. So let's remember him. Wesley Massey, I have been chatted with him on the phone today, and that's about all I can do. Anyway, he's excited. And then Chad, and he continues, and he will be wheelchair bound. And I talked to you this morning about his parents. The church at Silsby, they continue to be without a pastor. Let's pray for this church as well, okay? The church in Romania, and Brother Raul will be here in a few months. He will be. I say here, he'll be stateside. I'm not sure when he'll be here, but he'll be stateside. And then the Lesages, Lance and Christina. And then let's pray for the members under discipline. And let's pray for Miller Cheney. And this is Pat's daddy. And anyway, let's pray for the Horns' health, for Patty Brookins' health. And I'm convinced that she's lost. And then for our president, for Ann Flowers, for Kathy Munn, for Minerva Hires, Ruthie McClellan. And Ruthie is Brother Curtis's daughter, lives in Poto, Oklahoma. And she has inherited the same things that her dad, Brother Curtis, has got. So anyway, and then our own Susie Kennison. And let's remember her in our prayers. And then our own Miss Ellen, the Mark Davis family. Let's remember the family. Corrine Frederick, health. Joe Hartman, health. And then Mary McCready, health. And she's probably 88, 89. I don't know. But anyway, let's be mindful of these folks, and not only these folks, but let's be mindful of one another. And we've got some folks out of pocket tonight that ordinarily are here. Let's be mindful. Would you lead us in prayer? And then, when you've done that, lead us in song. Would you please?
Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ.
Oh, yes.
The salvation that's given to us, and Lord, we thank you for this place where we can come and worship you and praise you. And Lord, we put these requests ahead of you that you would, you already know them, Lord, that you tell us that we should pray for them and request for them, and that's what we're doing, Lord. And Lord, the ones that are lost, we pray that they'd be saved quickly, and the ones who are sick, Lord, that you would heal them, the ones who are love sick, that you would fix their love life, and Lord, for each and every one of these requests, Lord, there's a hurt and a pain and an ache and children that are lost. And Lord, we just pray that you would touch each one as only you can do it. If there's saving to be done, that you would save. If healing to be done, that you would heal. And blessing to be done, that you would bless. And Lord, bless us here. Be with the members of traveling. Protect them, watch over them, bring them back safe. Help us here to do what we're supposed to do and do it rightly, and help us to show grace in the things that we do. And all these things we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Lead us in song, please.
127. We'll work. Boy, ain't that been something going on here lately. 127.
I sigh when will the moment come? shall lay my armor by and dwell in peace at home. We'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes, and we'll be gathered home. To Jesus Christ I fled, for as He bade me cease to roam and learn for succor on His breast till He conduct me home. We'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes, and we'll be gathered home. I sought at once my Savior's side. No more my steps shall roam. With Him I'll break death's chilling tide and reach my heavenly home. We'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work till Jesus comes, and we'll be gathered home.
Won't be long now, boys and girls. Won't be long. 109. Oops, too far. Sweet by and by.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirit shall sorrow no more, not a sigh for the blessing of rest. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. To our bountiful Father above, we will offer our tribute of praise. For His glorious gift of His love, and the blessings that hallow our day. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
One day we'll all be gathered together. All the sheep in one place. Won't that be something?